Hello, Gallagher Go Wild Unit. This is Amy Warden calling, and I am going to be retraining you on the heartfelt message on how to close someone with a heartfelt decision versus a fear decision. And Beth had asked me to train you on this last week on our regular hotline, and then she said that we would like everyone to be able to have access to this message. So I'm adding this to our UnitNet voice talk so that we can all have access to this great, great training. I originally got this training from the Lisa Mattson hotline a few weeks ago, and I have been calling in the hotline from time to time, which I do suggest if you have not to still call it from time to time. I don't have the number off the top of my head right now, but this was from a sales director from that hotline, and I don't remember her name, but that's what it was from. So this is something that I've been struggling with, is closing someone when, not just closing them, this is overcoming all of their other objections. This is the person that says to you, "I just don't know, I just need to think about it." So we all know that if we just left it to everyone just thinking about it, they'd just be sitting out there thinking about it forever. Or if you left them cold for too long, then they would just probably change their mind, or possibly change their mind. So this is when you have overcome all of their other objections, and this is the very last thing that they tell you, or if they just tell you, "I'm not sure," or "I need to think about it." So these are about 6 or 7 steps that you would want to go through and talk to them about that so that you can get a decision within 24 hours so that you're not just leaving them out there thinking about it forever. So I'm going to be going through those. The first one is, so they said to you, "I just need to think about it." So number one is, "May I share with you my observation from working with dozens of women and what I've experienced?" So number one is, "May I share with you from working with dozens of women what I've experienced?" And you also, I'm sorry, I forgot, before that you say, "I can appreciate that." So I can appreciate or understand that, and then that kind of, you say that, you preface that with, "May I share with you my observation from working with dozens of women what I've experienced?" So usually they'll say sure, and then once they respond to you, the second thing that you tell them is, usually women will either make their decisions either based on their heart, or like a heartfelt decision, or a fear decision. So usually women make their decisions two ways, either based on the heart or a heartfelt decision or a fear decision. So that's the second one. And then the third one is, "Right now, you're really excited about this opportunity. I'm really excited about this opportunity. And you're most excited right now. But when I leave, I'm going to take all of that excitement with me, and you're going to be left with nothing but your fears. So you're most excited about this opportunity right now, and so am I. When I leave, I'm going to be taking all of that excitement with me, and you're going to be left with nothing but your fears." And I feel like that one is really, really the most powerful one, because it kind of gets them thinking like, yeah, you're right. So that is the third one. And the fourth one is, "I'm really excited and I totally believe in you. And I would much rather have your heart decision or your heartfelt decision than a fear decision. I'm really excited and I totally believe in you. And I would much rather have your heartfelt decision than your fear decision." So that is, I believe, number 4 or 5. I lost count. "So I'd much rather have your heartfelt decision than a fear decision." Okay, so then the next one is, if I promise not to pressure you, can I have your permission to call you back tomorrow or within 24 hours to get your heartfelt decision. So if I promise not to pressure you, can I have your permission to call you back within 24 hours or tomorrow and get your heartfelt decision? So then they'll probably say sure. And then you want to make sure with that you've set up a time the next day to contact them. Make sure it's a specific time when they know that they'll be around their phone or they'll be able to answer their phone so that you can have their attention and get that heartfelt decision from them. And then the last thing that kind of goes with that is, if for some reason when I call you that I get your voicemail, can I trust that you will call me back? So if for some reason that I get your voicemail when I call you, can I leave a message and can I trust that you will call me back, you know, or add something at the end within the same day? So with it, you know, the same day there. And then that is how you will get a heartfelt decision, and this is how you can close people within a 24-hour period and just not have people hanging out there forever. So I hope that helps everyone, and good luck to you with the Reigning Red campaign. I know I'm really excited about that myself, and if we are looking forward to you utilizing this tool and getting so many new team members. All right, have a great day. Bye.